Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. Let's see if I can get through the opening without having as many flubs as yesterday. Oh, wait, that's not the key to the show. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one serving of, get ready for this, RoboPaul, get ready for this, Oreo cheesecake bites with chocolate-covered pretzel peanut brownies with some chocolate cobbler topped off with white chocolate cookies and cream fudge, and all calorie-free. If you live in the world that says the UN knows what's going on, buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we want to, humor that will force you to think, why was that funny? Review of the goofy news, which definitely proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're answering life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we have a daily double. Just to let you know, we've got a daily double. Ready? Here it is. Daily double. Perfect, by the way. Perfect. First question. Can someone be addicted to counseling? And if so, how do you treat them? It's a probing question. And then number two, is there ever a day when a mattress was not on sale? I mean, is there any day ever that a mattress is not on sale? I just don't know. Bible trivia for cool yet crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
You know why that's really good is I used Gazoo yesterday in the illustration. That's why that's perfect. Oh, yeah, we're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Ain't got any of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You definitely want to come back because it's just going to get weirder from here.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The kids are back to school, so it's time to clean those carpets. Call Zero Res for the back-to-school sale price of $99. Call 858-486-4100, 858-486-4100. Zero Res.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
This is the life. While it's hot outside, we're nice and cool in this house.
Oh, Joey, you're such a good provider. A termite's termite.
You got that, doll? Hey, chew me off a piece of that oak framing.
It could be your last meal, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. When the heat goes up outside, termites do the same as you. They move inside to stay cool, and that inside could be your home. But here at Ecola, we have ways to find and eliminate termites that are vacationing in your walls or foundation. Family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like Ecola Heat, Electrogun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. B-U-G-S.
Joey, there's an E-Cola truck pulling up outside.
No, vacation's over. Pack up, doll.
E-Cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
We adore our doctor. We've been with him since the kids were little. We like to say he knows us all upside down and inside out. So when we switched our healthcare to MediShare, it was a relief to know we wouldn't have to change physicians, like often happens with company-sponsored health plans. MediShare isn't insurance. It's Christian medical sharing. Thousands of believers who agree to share each other's medical bills. The cost is reasonable because members live God-honoring lifestyles. And our dollars are never used to support procedures we don't believe in. It's Christian. It's great healthcare. MediShare makes sense.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Kentucky or Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. It was hot, huh? Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because it's my handle. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Excalibur Roofing, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. I didn't even know there was 40 different classifications. That's pretty good. Testimonials from people just like you. Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Okay, here's a couple things that I like. One, they don't do any cookie cutter stuff. It's all custom to whatever's going on in this situation. Two, whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacement, or repairs, it doesn't matter. They cover every situation as an individual situation. Three, they're the people that are there that want to help you protect your castle. Four, you know, they got tons of testimonials. Five, Eric is a totally cool dude. Six, Excalibur Roofing does all their estimates for free. Seven, all you got to do is call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. And here's their tagline. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor. There you go. Excalibur Roofing. Ta-da! And Eric will be in studio, I think it's like just under 3 weeks. Somewhere in that ballpark. Oh, so much stuff to go. Do I get right into it? Do you get into it? Do you get people mad right away? Is that what you do? Do you just start off and, you know, it's like you take a piece of salami, or actually you take a piece of bologna, the Oscar Mayer bologna, that big piece that looks like a planet. And you just slap somebody across the face with it. Do I do that?
Yeah, might as well. Go strong and go home.
Okay. You know, that's what a lot of people have been saying to me lately. Not the first part, just the last part. Go home. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, not one to pick on anybody in particular. Yeah, like that's true. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's one of the things I want to say. Now, there are some differences of opinions in what some people have from a theological point of view, and I don't have a grand difficulty with that. There are some people that think that we're going to have it's a spiritual millennium, it's not an actual 1,000-year millennium, not a problem. There's some people that believe it's a literal 1,000-year reign, not a problem. There's some people who believe it's kind of both, not a problem. I don't care from an eschatological point of view what you think, in the sense that it's totally okay for you to arrive at a different conclusion than me or the person next to me or from you 20 years ago. That's normal. That's arriving at some different eschatological element about how the world's going to end, not a problem. And I'm not really one of those people that have a problem fellowshipping with people that have a difference of opinion as to the time frame in creation, whether it's divine time, whether it's human time. And there's a lot of people that are really strongly committed to one side or another. And I think all the sides are kind of interesting. I think they're fascinating, actually, personally. And so I'm not really a creation issue kind of guy. In fact, I think the passage that David quotes in the Psalms, that David wrote in the Psalms, says, "I'm a companion to all that fear you." To whom all that fear you. Anybody that fears the Lord in a genuine, sincere, honest sense, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Old and New Testament, no problem. I got that. Here's where I have a problem, just so you can know, and this is a big fancy word. I have a problem with hamartiology, which has to do with sin, and soteriology, which has to do with salvation. Okay? So hamartiology and soteriology. They kind of go hand in hand. One is the sin aspect. The other is the salvation aspect. Okay? Soteriology is the Greek phrase for the study of salvation. Okay? Got me? With me? Cool. Unfortunately, from time to time, people who are leaders in the world make statements that are contrary to Scripture, and that is one of the things that makes me go goo-goo-ba-ba-ba. And a good example might be when Bill O'Reilly gets up and says anything about Christianity because his entire mindset is fully works-oriented and he doesn't know grace. If she came up and slapped him, he wouldn't know who she is. Oh, wait, let me rephrase that. He doesn't know who grace is because he doesn't understand unmerited favor. See, he just doesn't get it, right? Everything is checks, a checkbook, pluses and minuses. Now, politically, I really like Bill. I think he's one of the more honest commentators telling you that these people are screwy. Okay, I got no problem with that. They are screwy. Okay, it's truth. Let's go. That's fine. I mean, Jesus even said of Herod, he's a fox, and that was not a compliment as to how he looked. It was a statement about his cunningness and his deceitfulness and his sneakiness. Not a problem. Here's where I have a problem, and a lot of people aren't going to like this. I can't help you. Pope Francis is the latest pope. I don't know all the different names or whatever the case may be, but he tells people you don't have to believe in God to go to heaven. Now, that's not a direct quote, so I want to rephrase that. When they say that, that's kind of a little bit off on there. But he is saying to people this, and here's where I have a problem. Why? Just because I read the book. It's not real complex. He said this: sin, even for those who have no faith, exists when people disobey their conscience. So what he's saying is if somebody violates their conscience, that's when it's sin. Okay? That statement in and of itself is an interesting statement. It's not a correct biblical soteriological statement. It's an interesting statement. But what he's saying is anybody can get to heaven. All they have to do is honor their conscience. That is what he's saying. They just have to honor their conscience. Now, I want to let you know right now that there is no evidence that Adolf Hitler broke his conscience. There's not one piece of evidence you can offer me anywhere in the universe. Actually, there's not even one millisecond of remorse that's even recorded. But I want to respond to the fact that if a person is responsive to their consciousness, then that can bring them into an innocence. And I just want to respond with three quick scriptures, which I could have used 30. I'm just using three. The first one is a simple one. It says this, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. Did you hear that? Let me rephrase that, okay? Just in case you didn't hear what it said. This is the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 4, 4. You're not telling me that the present pope has got more spiritual authority than the Apostle Paul, right? Nobody's saying that, right? Okay, nobody's saying that. Here's what Paul said. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. Okay, so watch this. I'll extrapolate backwards. I'm not innocent even if my conscience is clear. See, watch this. That doesn't matter if my conscience is clear. I could still be guilty. Let me rephrase this. Even if my conscience is pearly white and I'm feeling really good about myself, I could be full of sin and go straight to hell. Congratulations. That's the scripture. A person, it doesn't matter as long as they don't breach their conscience. Here's Paul going, my conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. You think, oh, that's one verse. Okay, smarty pants. How about this one? Titus chapter 1, verse 15. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupted and do not believe. Did you catch that? To those who are corrupted and do not believe. Nothing is pure. In fact, their minds and their consciences are corrupted. Corrupted? They're corrupted, as in perverted, as in shot, as in gone, as in see you later, alligator, as in not gonna be happening. Let's just deal with that one more time. Because what is being said is that if you don't break your conscience, then you know, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So you're all good. You can get to heaven just by not breaching your conscience. Really? Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. It says this. Listen to this. The Spirit, I'm just going to read the whole thing. The Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. The Apostle Paul says some people's consciences are seared. They're so perverted. They're so twisted. They're so ungodly. It's like somebody took a hot poker and seared them. You know, if your conscience is clear, congratulations. That will not get you to heaven. In fact, you could be a person who's got a perverted conscience, and that conscience, because you're clear, will not get you to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the door. Jesus said, I am the gate. Jesus said, I am. He said, I am the Messiah. Not anybody else, not people around me, not your good looks, not your good works. You get in the door through Jesus Christ, and you're not coming in any other way. And people go, but Dave, what about the people that haven't heard about Jesus? Well, that doesn't apply to you now, does it? That might apply to them. We'll see what the Lord does, but it doesn't apply to you. Do you get what I'm saying? There is no escaping. You cannot escape. There is no escape. You cannot escape. There is no escaping. It is in Jesus Christ. There is no other name given in heaven whereby men must be saved. Well, I wish somebody would just read that verse, right? What is so hard about reading the book? Pick it up and read it. You can read the TV guide. Read the book. It'll show you. Hey, I don't know where the Pope stands. I don't know where his positions are and everything. In this one, he's incorrect. The conscience dismissing a person does not make a person innocent. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I don't know. We'll find out when we come back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Are you upside down on your home with no relief in sight? Is your lender harassing you about late or missing payments? Are you considering a short sale? Do you feel like you'll never get out of debt despite having good income and not even using your credit cards? Have you been threatened or served by a lawsuit from a creditor? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to call me. Hi, I'm Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's own Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. I treat these financial-related illnesses. Call me today and schedule your free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you are considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Doan first. Knowledge is power, and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at donelaw.com.
This is the Great American Work From Home Revolution that's changing the lives of great Americans like you. It's IncomeRevolution.com. And listen, this is a fantastic way to earn from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. What are listeners saying about IncomeRevolution.com? After only 9 weeks, Jeff Rush made more than $4,500 from home in his spare time. No pressure, no selling soap. Anyone can do this. Or listener Kevin. With Income Revolution, Kevin made enough to cover his mortgage and even quit his day job. And finally, listener Kirsten. A busy dad who earned nearly $3,500 his first month. Would an extra few thousand change your life? No pressure. Just an opportunity for great Americans like you to earn great money from home. Plus, they're giving one listener $1,000 just for checking them out. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. 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 Results not average. See website for results you can expect.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, thank you so much for being back here with us.
It's nice to be back. I'm so excited because we actually have some move-in special options, and I can't remember the last time we even did this. So it's a terrific time to visit Monta Vista Village. The other terrific thing is the real estate market. You know, the inventory for homes for sale is low, which means sellers often get a higher price. And with interest rates starting to creep up a little, the buyers are getting a little anxious to buy those homes. So it's the perfect time to reevaluate staying in the house. So, Kevin, I'd like to invite your listeners to come on over to Monta Vista Village, see what I've been talking about all this time, find out why I'm so excited about these move-in specials, and see what life could be like. So give me a call at 619-465-1331.
619-465-1331. License number 374-600-564.
Jersey Mike's Subs, authentic East Coast style subs since 1956. Get your cold sub Mike's way with onions, lettuce, tomatoes, red wine vinegar, and olive oil. Or a real Philly cheesesteak hot off the grill. Jersey Mike's, always fresh sliced and grilled. And now voted best sub in a UT San Diego's best reader poll.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. If you disagree on the conscience teaching, then send me an email and tell me why, but back it up with scripture. Facebook, go there and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and also follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Weather today. What do you think of the weather? It's not kind of nice. What?
It's not. It's out there. It's,
yeah. Now, did you take that line from me? I'm showing 70 degrees here on this little phone thing, but this is Encinitas, so I think here in La Jolla it might be 70 degrees. is that different? I don't think so. It doesn't look too cloudy. Looks like it's a little more smoggy than I saw the other day. We need like a wind to blow in, to blow out all the smoke, although it usually just comes up from L.A. and just, you know, because all the smoke that, never mind. You're not going to get the joke. Anyway, also on the traffic, guess what there is in traffic, by the way? Paul, I don't know if you know this. Ready? You didn't know this? There's roads.
That's an important part of traffic.
I think so. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our good friend Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the termite lady. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun. I got to come up with a real sound thing for her. So we go the termite lady, and then it just like, dun, 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 you know, like on an organ or something. Anyway, her own son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals in the house. She got involved in the business and said no. So when you get involved with E. coli, they don't use the things that'll hurt you. E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, patented E. coli heat that gets rid of termites without the hassle of moving out, without the embarrassment of tenting. Like, oh, that's a good idea, too, because, you know, tenting can be a drag. $100 off any termite work when you call this month. What you do is you call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. And also, by the way, don't forget, Sue's got her own show here on KPRZ, 4 p.m. On Saturdays. Inspirational stuff. That's what you need. Uplifting stuff. You listen to this show, you think sometimes uplifting, sometimes sometimes ridiculous. All those things is true. Wait, there's Robo Producer coming back from lunch. How was lunch, Robo Producer? I'm in the middle of a read, by the way. Just, but go ahead. How was it?
The Rubio's was fantastic.
The Rubio's was fantastic. You didn't bring me any. You know, this sharing thing is getting beyond you. All right, anyway, you call 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS, or go to E. coli termite. That's E-C-O-L-A termite.com. $100 off any work that they do. Don't forget, it's not just termite. It's also pest control. Okay. All right, let's talk about the important things that I haven't covered yet. Ready, RoboPaul? Here's the most important thing of the day. Get ready. Ready? Guess what day it is?
September 12th.
That's good. Nothing gets by you, man. Wow. You are sharp as a tack. Let's take you and put you up with a Post-it. Anyway, it's chocolate milkshake day. Not bad. Chocolate milkshake day. I'm not seeing any chocolate milkshakes here in the hallowed halls of KPRZ. I did notice they put in two new vending machines. Have you tried them yet?
Extensively.
You've tried them extensively. And has it taken your money each time?
Yes, and it's actually given me food or drinks.
Okay, so
each
now,
time too, which is good, which is a great improvement over the old vending machines.
Well, the old ones were demonic, so that's completely different because I never in my lifetime of watching and looking and interacting with vending machines did you have a machine where you could actually take a dollar and put it in and have it come out and put it in and have it come out over 30 times and have the machine just sit there and go, ha, 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 ha. I just find that to be irritating.
One of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not steal. Well, those old vending machines totally disobeyed that commandment.
And it took them how long to get those vending machines out of the hallowed halls here at KPRZ? How long have they been here?
You've
been here
probably 6 years. Months.
Okay, but how long have they been? The machines actually been here, those prior machines before? They were here when I got here.
They were here before I got here.
How long have you been here?
Almost 9 years.
So they had demonic vending machines in KPRZ for over 9 years before they did something about it.
They only turned demonic about a year ago.
Oh, so they turned demonic. So somebody came in and infested them with some kind of sin, whereby making an opening for Satan to make a connection and thereby turn them into demonic vending machines.
It stole a great deal of my money.
You know, they only turned bad about luck when the time I got here? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe it's your fault.
Yet another thing to add to the list of things to blame me for. All right, let's talk about some of the history, though. I want to make sure you catch the history. First of all, the $6 million man was not created on this day, but thank you for doing that, robo-producer. Henry Hudson began his exploration of a river. What river do you think it was?
The Hudson.
That's good. Good start right there.
I went to college.
Anyway, also, it's National Video Games Day, which is not appropriate since they just came out with a study saying that of the last 5 mass killers that were under the age of 40, their connection was gameplay. Not good. Not good. That's not good. I'm just pointing that out. People don't get mad at me. Also on this day, listen to this. This is a story you will never hear anywhere else, not anywhere in the entire country. You will hear this first right now. H.V. Kaltenborn. You ever heard of that name? H.V. Kaltenborn made broadcasting history by covering a crisis in Czechoslovakia for CBS Radio. Beginning on this day, he was so committed to this broadcast, he stayed at the studio for 18 straight days. He did not leave. That's pretty impressive. Of course, in 1938, after the 19th day, regardless of what was going on in Czechoslovakia, the entire rest of the station staff threw the guy out. Well, you know, 18 days, no shower, no this, no that. Come on. You got to work with me here. Also, Lassie was seen on this day in 1954. And even though the star kept calling Lassie girl, good girl, good girl, good girl, Lassie was a boy. So I guess their gender, you know, confusion started at 54. I don't know. I can't help you. Beatles received a gold record on this day for what song? And it has to do with a color and a ship. What song?
Yellow Submarine.
That's right. Yellow Submarine. I saw a robo-producer pick it up right away. Here's something you don't know. Also on that same date, on the same date, guess what premiered? Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees. The Monkees premiered on the same day that Yellow Submarine turned gold. I don't know. Is there a connection? Who knows? I don't know. Here's the sports part. I promised you sports. I did. Okay. Sports part. Ah, and a big one here. Big one. This is not a big one. This is a tiny one. A horse race jockey, Bill Shoemaker, rode to his 100th win. But that's small because he's a jockey. See, so that's a tiny one. Get it? Do you get it? If you see it, then see a doctor and get rid of it. Carl Yastrzemski, the Yaz, did you catch that one? Carl from Boston Red Sox became the first American League player on this date to get 3,000 hits. How about that? Huh? Nobody, everybody's going, why didn't Pete Rose get in? I don't know. Nobody can figure it out. Bigger than that, though, Michael Jordan is this year, in 1984, signed his 7-year contract with the Chicago Bulls. In spite of what Ohio State Ron says, the greatest basketball player to ever play the game. And you know who says that more than anybody else? Magic Johnson. And if you're going to take the word of a guy who's in the top five, like him and Larry Bird kind of thing, come on. If Magic says Michael was the greatest, that conversation's over. It's over. I don't care. No, it's the up-and-comers. No, it's not.
Kind of like the National League West, because the Dodgers' magic number is now six.
Oh, well, look at that. But I will tell you something about Michael. This is one thing nobody can deny. So the guy goes, he plays three straight years. He finally gets through Detroit. Truth. I mean, he had to get through Detroit. He wins three straight championships, right? He retires to play baseball. He's terrible. He comes back from playing baseball because he's so terrible. He wins three more championships. Now that's called unbelievably great. Sorry, people. You might not like it. That's the fact. Also, on this date, a sad note, the last episode of Leave It to Beaver was also aired on this date. That's a sad story. Leave It to Beaver, last one. All right, so here's what we're going to do, because we've got so much to take care of. We've got a lot of news. We've already covered the Pope and his comments on that, and we've already talked about your conscience and how to respond to that. This last segment, of course, is what took place on September 12th. Hey, RoboProducer, just put the happenings of September 12th throughout time. That's what you can call the whole segment. There you go. All right, here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I've got story after story after story. It looks like the big bad bear. The big bad bear is back. What big bad bear am I talking about? It's our not-so-friends to the in friends the of the north. That's a good one right there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we'll talk about the big bad bear and some DDD stuff. We'll be right back.
So we sailed onto the sun. Till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Some of you may yellow be wondering, submarine. Who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience. I'm K-Prince, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Crashed your car? Fix Auto can help. With locations throughout Greater San Diego, call 1-800-INFO-FIX. That's 1-800-INFO-FIX. Need a body shop? Fix Auto.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
The church should be a place of healing and hope, but sometimes it's where the deepest wounds are felt. Sunday, September 22nd, Anne Graham Lotz, popular author and speaker and daughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will bring a talk to help the healing begin at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
As I reflect back on my life, I'm sad to admit that the most devastating wounds I've experienced have been inflicted by God's people, Christians, people I had grown to love and trust and feel safe with. But God has taken me on a healing journey. I've written about some of my experiences in my new book, Wounded by God's People. I've learned that God loves wounded people and the wounders. I know. I've been both.
And Graham Lotz, Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego. Churches, find out how to simulcast this special evening at your church. Call 858-613-7800 or go to maranathachapel.org.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
So now it's come down to this. After much huffing and puffing about Syria and being on the brink of military action because red lines were crossed and then supposedly no red lines and now we wait. And we count on the Russians, to help with a proposed deal allowing Syria to ante up all their chemical weapons that they claimed they didn't really have. Reagan said trust but verify, and he was right. And now the Obama administration is invoking Reagan to work on that verification. But we're also told we need Russia's help. So just like we now have to rely on Russia to take our American astronauts to our space station, since we have no cohesive space program with budget cuts, and the Russians charge we the people, the taxpayers, up to $100 million per seat on their rockets, so I guess we're outsourcing more to the Russians. While we work on verifying and avoiding more Middle East chaos, Vladimir Putin looks more like a more bold leader. He's even written an op-ed article in the New York Times taking the lead on Syria and chastising our president for his comment about America being exceptional. President Obama said that the other night without the PC edition of saying, well, every nation gets to be exceptional, too. For once, I agreed with the Obama speech in that line, and now Putin's all over that. Oh, and Putin also invokes God in his Times article. Talk about changing times and roles. So who conveys more strength right now, Mr. Obama or Mr. Putin? Watch their actions, and sure, when warranted, trust, but let's really stay focused on the verify part. I rest my case. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
This is Chris and Terry Clark inviting you to consider Christian education and Mira Mesa Christian School.
Mira Mesa Christian School has been partnering with parents to achieve your child's full spiritual and academic potential for 33 years.
Mira Mesa Christian School is accredited through Western Association of Schools and Colleges and the Association of Christian Schools International.
We believe that God gives every student different gifts, and we work with each student to develop a biblical worldview that supports excellent character development.
Mira Mesa Christian School partners with parents, and we partner with KPRZ to offer half-price tuition.
Visit KPRZ.com to learn more about half-price tuition offered at great Christian schools throughout San Diego County.
Go to KPRZ.com and click on the half-price tuition banner today to give your child a great Christian education.
Blessings on you as you go from Mira Mesa Christian School and KPRZ.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Yeah, this segment brought to you by our good friends at Zero Res. Okay, what do we know about Zero Res? They came out to my house 6 weeks ago. They did the carpet. The carpet is still smokingly, totally clean like new.
Empowered water, baby.
Empowered water. What else gonna? It leaves your carpet soft, smelling fresh. It dries quickly when they do it. That's really important because otherwise you walk around, then you tread the dirt everywhere, and it doesn't even help. They're not wet and jet. It's safe for pets. It's safe for kids. It's safe for allergy sufferers. And their techs are prompt, polite, and professional. Forget it. They're cool people. I mean, that's really what it is. The techs are cool. They know what they're doing. They know what the experience is. They know what it is to take to get it done. And by the way, I cannot find anywhere my state of Texas, which then became the state of Rhode Island, which then became like an island in Hawaii. And now I can't even find it. So I don't even know what's going on. I don't know if it's just me getting older or it just disappeared. So who knows?
But here's what I do know. They got a $99 back-to-school special. If you want your carpets taken care of, you call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100, or go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Brian Holland is the owner, and Brian makes sure that everybody in his staff is trained, you know, exactly what they're doing, what's going on. That is the kind of guy you like. It's so easy to endorse people that you meet and then you get to, like, interact with them, people that have done services with you and for you and so on. It's easy because it's like, hey, I use them. They're great. And that's like you talking to Eric or talking to Sue or talking to any of the people. It's like it's easy because they're, you connect with them. And there's a great thing that works. I love that. Okay, that's the best part about it. I know people are like, oh, but no, but you talk about them four times a show. Hey, they're paying to be on the show. You know what I'm saying? All right, you want to talk about the bear? Do you got a bear sound in there somewhere? I don't know.
Oh,
what
we
a
can
bear.
Find a bear.
Can you find a bear?
Wait a second.
But I don't know if we want a Yogi. We need more of a scary berry. I don't know. Scary berry.
A scary berry.
How am I going to do this segment saying scary berry and talking about this? I got to figure this out. Here's I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. At some point, you shouldn't be surprised with some of this stuff. Do you have a bear? Let me know when you have a bear, and I'll start setting this up.
I have a bear in jest.
Okay, go ahead.
Bear Emanilow.
That is funny. That's funny.
Not the bear you were looking for?
Nah, it's just a little...
I'll go
home. That's all right. All right. You know what's really sad? I think I have that song in my phone. But wait, I didn't put it there. The wife had... Oh, forget it. All right, get rid of that. All right, so here it is. The New York Times... I don't know what happened. You know, it used to be that there would be reporting agencies, newspapers, journalists, and so on and so forth. And they would, they'd have opinions. But they would... That sounds like a dog. Just... Oh, that's better. Do that again. Yeah, that's better. Okay. Now let's talk about that. The bear. Do you know who the bear is? What's the symbol?
No, the only bear I know is Yogi.
See, for those of you that know Bible prophecy and have been doing this thing for 30 years or whatever, it's been talked about for ages and ages and ages how the bear, the great Russia.
Oh, yeah. Well,
So, right? So, here's what the New York Times did. Now, this... bothers me. I cannot explain to you how much this bothers me. I'm just going to be honest. Vladimir Putin, former KGB, former we kill them with poison and they know not how they die, dude, who's in charge of Russia. And if you start singing the praises of Russia in the New York Times, they might as well just change it from New York Times to the Socialistic Gazette. I mean, you might as well just do that as far as I'm concerned. But they printed word for word what Vladimir Putin wanted to say to the American people. Now, if Adolf Hitler had put together a message before he tried to take over the various countries, would the New York Times have printed it word for word? Here's the answer. Well, wait, here's the answer. Yes, they would have because they're terrible, terrible, terrible people. They're terrible. It's awful. But they shouldn't have, right? I mean, you'd say they shouldn't do that, right? Well, they did it. They printed. Did you hear what he said?
I did. I heard it earlier this morning. It's despicable.
Okay, let me just do the one line. Is that all right? Because the rest of it sounds like this. Borscht. Dancing. Borscht. I don't know. I don't even know what's going on with these guys. Here's what he said that really irritated me. Ready? I have it right here in my hand. It is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional. Whatever the motivation. That's what he said. Ready? Because I'm going to do this in another voice. Ready? Can I watch his voice? You ready for this one? It is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional. Whatever the motivation. Do you realize what that guy's saying? He's saying it's dangerous for people to see themselves as exceptional. They want to neuter everybody, not just from a sexuality point of view, although I'm not so sure about Russia, but from this point of view of having anything that's special about you. There's nothing special about you. You know what you are? You're cattle. You're cattle in the world stage, and you'll do what we say. So Menendez, who's the head of the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he said it made him want to vomit. You know, it's like, how can they let this guy talk about, and you know what he said about that statement about being special? He said this, I'd rather disagree with the case that Obama made on American exceptionalism, stating the United States policy makes what makes America different. It's not. It's extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional, whatever the motivation. This guy just, you know what he's saying? You're not special. There's nothing unique about you. I'm a KGB. I'm in charge. I'm running this Syrian thing. You guys, shut up and sit down. Even though you won more medals, our country's getting stronger than yours is. That's what he said. He said, you're not special.
It's despicable.
It's the big bear coming back, man. I mean, for those that know Bible prophecy at all, too, it's like, you know how everybody said Russia's dead, Russia's dead, Russia's dead? It might have got put down, but the beast's head has reared itself yet again. And they should be, this should be absolute, I mean, the New York Times should be absolutely ashamed. Talk about less than American.
It's not American journalism.
It's terrible. It's propaganda. That's why, you know, they might as well, I mean, if you really study what Adolf Hitler did and what he went through, there were journalists that were going, he won't invade, he won't invade, he won't invade. What happened to those journalists? Nothing.
Aren't you supposed to learn from history, Dave?
They're not learning. This is if you look at it and you think, you tell me this could be the end of the world? You betcha. You betcha this could be the end of the world. Those people that were talking in the 70s and 60s about Russia potentially being a big player in the end of the world, they're a lot smarter than I am. Because there's a lot bigger opportunity for that to happen. It just irritates me because there's like somebody should say something to these people. Like, what is wrong with you? It's like the same. It's like those group of people that went after General Petraeus because he was going to teach a class, and they're calling him all these names. Like, they're ignoramuses. It's just outstanding. It blows my mind. You know what else blows my mind?
What?
Coca-Cola releasing the first ever Canada Dry drink meant to be served warm.
That's not even cool.
No, it's true. Heated carbonated drink in a can, Coca-Cola Japan. Why is Japan doing all these weird things?
They got all the good McDonald's stuff, too.
They're going to begin selling Canada Dry Hot Ginger Ale. And the technology is coming from a San Diego-based company, Hot Can Incorporated.
I have one question, David.
Go ahead.
Why?
I don't know. That's you know what? I always have these great comebacks and stuff. I don't know. I can't.
Soda is meant to be drinking cold.
Yeah, I here's my problem. Canada Dry Ginger Ale, love it. Love it.
Yep.
Right? Warm bottle, warm can, sitting in the car, back of the car, 6 months.
I've done it before.
Open it up, drink it. What are you thinking? What, am I crazy? I mean, that's what you're thinking. There's a water fountain, right?
Some in England that like to have alcoholic beverages warm, and I can't even imagine why you'd want to do that.
Well, see, now the reason I can understand that, I'm going to, because I have an English mom, who, by the way, she's been in this country for like 40-some-odd years.
Wow.
And she's my mother-in-law. She is, just getting her citizen after a 40-year journey. So to tell you how, and she's getting it like in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, she's doing her ceremony, the whole thing. She explained to me why.
I'm interested because I've actually never known why.
Actually, here it is. One, in England, they don't have the same elements of refrigeration systems that we do. That's number one. That's only number one though. Number two, they don't have the big refrigerators. They have the little ice boxes. And then number three, once you drink about half of it, you don't care if it's cold or warm. So that's how that works. That's what she told me. Not my problem. I'm just telling you what she said.
I'm glad the expert has chimed in.
Yeah. You know, and then she would go, let's do it as dewy. I mean, that's what she'd say.
That's a great impersonation.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she won't be hearing this one. Okay. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Yeah, I'll have to do another family apology. Oh, my goodness. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we have to do a DDD because I got to get the bear hair out of my mouth. Yeah.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, mother approved. Call today for your free in-home inspection, 877-332-BUGS.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University's San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you could purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my deal.
I could have used a little more cowbell.
You know what we got to get? The sound thing you got to get? You got to get the cowbell sound. Let's get that, too, because that's the Will Ferrell one, right? That's funny. He's not funny, but that bit's funny. Okay, well, some people think he's funny. Of course, some people think a lot of things are funny. All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to do a DDD, and this just shows you the variety of the show. So we got into the show. We were talking about news and events, some things the Pope said. Then we talked about the different histories that took place. And then we came back, and we covered what was going on with the big bad bear. And we also covered the fact that Coca-Cola was doing something weird. Now, what are we doing now? We're doing scripture and teaching. Why do we do the variety? Because I get bored easily. And I have a very intense ADD problem, and so I just go from thing to thing, and that seems to cure me 2 hours a day. What's the problem with that? You know, I thought it was funny to see people say, oh, that relationship, it's codependent. It's a codependent relationship. Well, if both people were codependent, who cares? Would that not make the ultimate sense in the universe? Would that not be like if you got a guy and a girl? Well, they're completely dependent on one another. So they're going to stay faithful, loving, loyal, take care of one another, honor one another, bless one another, and do everything together and never be unfaithful. And I never follow why that's... What is the wrong with that?
It doesn't seem like there's anything wrong with it at all.
I can see I'm not getting to my DDD. So here's the thing that's killing me. And it's not just ADD, which, by the way, every time I hear ADD...
That
I think
spells ad.
I think of the security system. What is that, ADT or something?
Yeah.
I think of it every time. I think some guy's on the phone going... Have you fallen? You know, or something. I don't know.
David, are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, it's no. here's the thing I don't get. They put so many things, titles on these kind of things. Like, if you're a Christian and you're heavenly minded, now I know this for a fact. You could be a psychologist, a psychiatrist. I could care less. And if they do this thing called the color test. It's called the color test, where you pick certain colors. And then they determine by the colors you pick what some of your disposition is. You know, it's kind of like a DISC test, only without all the questions, just colors. And then if you pick the wrong set of colors, now listen to this, they can actually say to you, and I've had somebody say this to me for real as we went through kind of a proving process. You're too heavenly minded. You've got your mind too much in heaven.
That's a bad thing?
That's the first thing I thought of was, man, I think God's like going, attaboy. Like, yeah. See, because to man, that's wrong. Now, there's the old expression, so heavenly minded, he's of no earthly good. You ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
Okay. If I wanted to promote the old earth, I might buy into that rubbish. But I'm looking for a new heavens and a new earth, as scripture tells us. So I don't care. It's like, well, that's a wrong attitude. Hey, I'm not looking for somebody to put a bandage on the old. I'm looking for a new. I'm not looking for a kind of a slight repair in this frail body. I'm looking for the new immortal one. What are you crazy? I don't want to go around going, yeah, oh, just got a little creak in my back here, but it's okay because I can still stand. I mean, come on. I want the new one. Don't I want the new one?
You do.
Okay, you want a new pizza or you want the old pizza that was in the fridge for 6 months? Pick.
Depends what's on the old pizza.
Well, but for 6 months. Okay.
Lots of blue cheese.
Okay, hold on. That's gross.
Sorry.
That was terrible. Well, it's an old pizza, but it's in the cupboard. How about that? Or
judging
what?
By some of the things in the KCBQ KPRZ fridge.
Oh, good point. Man. Good point. There are some things in there that you... Open that thing
they
up.
They defy all
belief. I wonder if
belief.
Music's going to come out. Ooh, like, I'm going to put my hand in there.
Why did the pizza grab me, David?
I don't know. Don't bite me. Okay, here we go. That's crazy. Anyway, so my point is, I think some of these terms, there's no question that counseling is an important thing. And scripture even says counseling is a very good thing. I'm not convinced about some of the drugs. I've seen actually some of the drugs really affect kids in a really negative way. You just give kids drugs to kind of shut them up, or you give them something that sends them off the scales. That's not
Let's put it this way, Dave. I'm not even going to say who, but I had some young people in my family. You probably know who I'm talking about. And for what they've been through, they went through counseling, and that was one thing that was recommended. And my instant response, since I was the one making the decision, was nope, sorry, not happening.
Yeah. I mean, what I think is part of the problem, and we ever get in this conversation, it'll be devastating for whoever's on the other side. My son had what they called a learning disability for 6 months. 6 months. And they wanted to put him through these different things and put him in drugs. I said, not a chance. There's no way. You're not doing it. Mr. Spoon, we think you're being unreasonable. I'm like, I don't care. La, 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 la. You know, what did he do? He graduates high school early. He's got a 3.8 average. He's got his own business, makes his own money. I mean, he's completely independent and knows and can write code.
It's called the kid going through life.
Codependent. If you're both codependent, it's perfect. That's my new statement. All right, I got to take a break. I'm late. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I promise eventually, at some point, I'm going to get to a DDD.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.